two things that come together right here, you'd say that this is the
thing that's going together.
No, no, just these are just two things. They don't have to be fingers. Just pretend like there's something else. Like these are two pieces of metal.
Oh yeah.
And they fit together. And they let this one go up and down. This part right here, where they join together, would be the
leg and hip.
No. The joint. Have you ever heard of a joint?
Yeah, the joint of your leg and hip. Well,
okay.
That's what I say, your leg and your hip. That gets
okay.
Them both.
And,
I just named the joint.
This part on you is the...
That part right there, you think?
Uh-huh.
Some say that's the heart. Some say you don't know what's that. But I call
this whole
that
part.
I call that your breast.
Okay. You call it a breast for a man or a woman?
Yeah.
Okay, but would you ever call it anything else for a man?
Not that, but his breast.
Okay, would you ever call it a chest?
Well, I call it a chest for his,
okay.
For his wife.
And one of these is a?
One hand.
And two of them is?
Two hands.
And one of these is a?
One leg.
One of these is a? This part of your body.
One foot.
And two of them are?
2 foot.
Okay, and this part of your body right here?
One leg.
But this front part of your leg?
But one front part of your leg.
Okay, would you ever call it shin? Your shin or your shank? Or would you just say front?
No, I might just say that's what, and really what it is, the front part of your bone leg.
Okay.
So that's the skinniest part of a person. If you would notice.
Okay.
Front side.
Bone.
It's front side, nothing but a skinny bone.
And
now all that meat part is back under there.
And what, do you have a name for that? Or just back part?
Yeah, the old folks did, I think, give it to me to care for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. And what would you call the haunches? Like, if a person was sitting on his haunches, where what part of the body would that be? You ever heard of that expression or
no,
hunkers?
No, you want to remember hunkers.
Hunkers?
Now, I've heard of a hunch, but now we...
Okay.
If you just taught me was a hunch,
okay.
Well, just like a hen.
Okay.
And you put them together.
Okay.
That was something I'm going to tell you, and I didn't want to... explain it out in a way. I just give you a hunch. Or give him a hunch.
Oh,
and
see.
If y'all want to tell me and didn't want to explain it out, you just give me a hunch and I would imagine what you was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, otherwise, this old granddaddy white man said that was a way that you could talk to one person and two or three standing around, and you would see. He told me, if I wanted some money from him, let's tell him, right now, what you got for me this morning? Say, well, I just gave him a hunch.
Okay.
Going out there and bring me 50 cents or a dollar.
If a person has been sick and they don't look as good as they used to, you say, you sure do look
piggity.
Okay.
We call it.
And if a person is looks like he's in real good health and everything, you'd say he looks
sure looks well and fine as hell.
Would you ever say he looks strong?
Strong. Yeah.
And what would stout mean?
Well, I just stout man looked healthy and everything. Able to get about and do part of what he wanted to. Healthy. Looks well. Don't look like no one hurt.